On a Saturday morning, in the dead of Berlin's winter, around 20 people have gathered at the call of the non-governmental organization Decolonize in front of the Bode Museum, which hosts an exhibition called Beyond Compare, aimed at drawing parallels between African art and other sculptures in the museum. A passerby stops for a few minutes. He doesn't know what's going on. It's Sharon, an activist, who explains.
Why today? This is about the African exhibition. I understand that much.
Yes, more or less. It is about the history of the Humboldt Forum. And the question of restitution is important. As Franz has just said, it would give back the pieces they have.
Yes, that's right. It was bought at the time.
Yeah, the stolen heritage of Africa.
The passerby looks at the leaflets and resumes his morning stroll. Meanwhile, someone is filming the Arab island.
What's the name, please?
What's your name? What is it for?
This is for, we're doing the live stream to my to the city where this thing we're taking from.
Okay. So really?
Yeah, this is from Benin City.
Okay.
Where this artwork is stolen from.
Yeah.
So right now, a lot of guests online, they'll see what we're doing.
Nice.
So
thousands of kilometers away in Benin, today's action is followed with interest. But here in Berlin, the low turnout is reflective of a certain lack of interest for the subject of colonial history. Some locals and officials are trying to change that situation. Also in the city center, one of Berlin's oldest buildings hosts the dead as far as can remember, an exhibition which dives deep into Germany's colonial ventures. It begins with a tale from the past.
Come here, my granddaughter. This tree has a story to tell. It is about my grandfather. Listen. Almost 130 years ago, there was a young girl at the market. She was carrying sweet potatoes when suddenly she met some strangers on the road. They were Africans, but they belonged to the white men. They were soldiers in the German colonial army.
Felix Sattler is the curator of the exhibition with which he endeavors to illustrate the knowledge and controversies about colonial violence and explain anti-colonial resistance.
The first large topic is the question of how to deal with human remains in collections, that means museum, but also university collections. And the second topic is the question of colonial history and how to decolonize our present as well.
By organizing protests, exhibitions and conferences, activists and intellectuals alike bring to the forefront the question of colonialism. But it is also initiatives such as that of Oumar Diallo, sociologist and founder of the Africa House in Berlin, that make African history more visible in today's Germany.
Even in Berlin, there are several initiatives, but we always told ourselves that we wouldn't let others talk on our behalves. I mean, even if they are people involved in political parties, in civil society, it shouldn't... Well, it's a very good thing to support decolonization, to support human rights and so on, but Africans themselves need to be given a voice.
This voice of German Africans is getting louder across the country, thanks to the work of the likes of Oumar Diallo and NGOs such as Decolonize, but also thanks to dozens of initiatives stemming from Black Germans who want to be heard and have the specific cultural heritage acknowledged as such. It begins with official gestures recognizing Germany's past in Africa and continues with the empowerment of the Black community presently living in Germany. In Berlin, Emmanuel Schaas for RFI.